It's Advent season for us to celebrate something that was set for us so many years ago through the resurrection, death and resurrection of Jesus the Christ, God's Son and our Savior. And it is always interesting in the season of Advent as we look forward for His birth, at least as a pastor, it is kind of a paradox that we celebrate His death and resurrection. But maybe it will bring special meaning to you all today as we look forward in this Advent season to Jesus' birth, that we celebrate His death and resurrection and what God did for us through that. Jesus and His disciples gathered in the upper room for what the Jews call the Passover meal. It was a celebration. It was a party. The Jews loved to party, and that's why I like to party, Deanna. Yeah. But the Jews loved to party, and they called this particular party the Passover meal. And Jesus and His disciples especially, were excited because of this. Of course, Jesus knew that this was more than just the yearly Passover meal. And as they were eating, at some point in that meal, Jesus stood and He took a loaf of bread. And, you know, it wasn't a beautiful loaf like this. It probably looked kind of like a pancake, to be honest with you. And Jesus took it and He raised it to heaven. And He gave God thanks. And then He tore the bread. And He looked at His disciples, those that He'd been with for 3 or so years, teaching, living, life's experiences, highs and lows, hunger filled. He looked at them and He said, "This is My body, broken for you. Each time you eat this meal, remember Me." After the meal was over, He stood once again and He took the cup and He gave thanks to God. And again, He looked at His disciples, His friends, His brothers, and He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant, shed for the forgiveness of sin. Each time you drink from this cup, remember Me." In the United Methodist Church, all are welcome to come to God's table that God has set for us who are searching for a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so we welcome you to this table. We serve two different forms of communion here. One, we have the little crackers and the little cups. And today, we're going to try something different. They're going to be in the center. So those of you who like that form of communion, please come to the center of the aisle. And the rest of us will be by intinction. We'll be on the outside. So you will just be like normal. All right? Praise God for that. But anyway, intinction means you will be given a piece of bread and then you will dip it in the juice and take it at that time. You're welcome to spend time at the altar if you choose, but please notice the tree here. If you walk back this way, you'll need to use the first pew to walk back.